VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A U.S. official says that raids targeting about 2,000 undocumented immigrants are underway, as promised by the Trump administration last week. The raids were expected to focus on nine major cities, including Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York. In Miami, Atlanta, and Baltimore, churches and lawyers were standing by offering sanctuary to anyone worried about being detained. Activists told immigrants not to open their doors to agents unless a warrant is produced. They are also telling anyone arrested not to say anything or sign anything unless a lawyer is present. In the days leading up to the raids, Democratic lawmakers and others have been informing immigrants of their rights and advising them not to open the doors. New York City Council Member Carlos Menchaca says that activists work helping educate immigrants on their rights have already paid off in two attempted raids in his neighborhood.
The message of knowing your rights, not to open the door, not to speak to ICE agents, is working. Those were two unsuccessful attempts to remove people from our neighborhood. And so that's what's working, and that's what we're going to try to do the rest of this week.
Supporters of President Donald Trump see the raids as the fulfillment of a campaign promise to crack down on immigrants. Critics call the raids inhumane. The National Hurricane Center said Sunday that Tropical Storm Barry has weakened to a tropical depression. This is as it moves over western Louisiana. However, rain is expected to continue into Monday, and continuing the danger of flooding, some areas have received as much as 50 centimeters of rain, perhaps even more. The governor of Louisiana, John Bel Edwards, and U.S. President Trump both declared a state of emergency for Louisiana. This is VOA News. Police in Hong Kong fought with protesters as they broke up a demonstration by thousands of people demanding the resignation of the semi-autonomous Chinese territory's chief executive and an investigation into complaints of police violence. AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
Scuffles broke out at the end of a mainly peaceful protest in the northern Hong Kong district of Sha Tin when police started clearing streets after nightfall. Some protesters retreated into a shopping complex where they and police hit each other with clubs and umbrellas. Whilst it's unclear how many protesters were arrested, the violence wound down towards midnight as the remaining protesters left the area. The demonstration added to an outpouring of grievances this year against the former British colonies' leaders, who critics complain are eroding Hong Kong's freedoms and autonomy and are more responsive to the Beijing government than to the territory's people. I'm Karen Chamas.
In a series of Sunday morning tweets, quickly deemed racist and xenophobic by critics, President Trump provoked a fresh controversy with taunts at several new members of Congress, AP's Ben Thomas.
President Trump tweets the lawmakers should go back to the broken and crime-infested places from which they came, ignoring the fact that the women are American citizens and all but one was born in the United States. Trump was almost certainly referring to Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her allies in what's become known as the Squad, Representatives Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Presley, and Rashida Tlaib. In her own series of tweets, Ocasio-Cortez denounces Trump's remarks, writing, "Mr. President, the country I come from and the country we all swear to is the United States," adding, "You are angry because you can't conceive of an America that includes us." Ben Thomas, Washington.
Of the four apparently targeted, only one, again, Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, a native of Somalia, is foreign-born. The others were born in the United States. India has postponed indefinitely its launch of a mission to an uncharted area of the moon, marking a significant milestone in its steadily expanding ambitions in space. The former British ambassador to the U.S. believed President Donald Trump's withdrawal from the Iranian nuclear deal was an act of diplomatic vandalism against his predecessor Barack Obama. That's according to newly leaked diplomatic cables. The Mail on Sunday published Kim Derrick's message back to London. Derrick resigned Wednesday after the release of some private communications with London, in which he called President Trump inept and his administration dysfunctional. Mr. Trump responded by saying he would no longer work with Derrick. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA. Wave 1. Let's keep it moving.